we all have treasures. Treasures can be either monetary or of sentimental value. For example, this watch belonged to Margaret's grandfather. It has much sentimental value for her. She also has an apron that used to belong to her mother. And that apron means a lot to her. Apparently, when she wasn't able to do very much, she used to put on her apron to pray. So that's a very good example. Treasure can have monetary value as well. Money is part of our treasure. This leads me to remind all of us that we are commanded to give an offering at each of the feasts as set out in Deuteronomy 16:16, including this Feast of Unleavened Bread. Our offering is how we put our treasure in heaven. Naturally, people are attached to their money, their treasure, so we give of what is important to us. In Matthew 6:19-21, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." We give our money, our offering to God's work, and that demonstrates to God that our hearts are dedicated to Him. It says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9-10, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all evil," not the root of all evil, but a root of all evil, "which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith." We can think of Judas and his 30 pieces of silver, "and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." There's no point if we give an offering, when we give an offering, if we part with our money grudgingly. We're told to give cheerfully the amount that we've already decided upon. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6-7, it says, "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, as he's blessed. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And in verse 10-12 it says, "Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God." This offering reflects our thankfulness to God for our calling, for His gracious blessing. It's also an opportunity to serve the brethren who are called at this time, and those who will be called through the witness to the world, to our own country and to our communities. Almighty God, we approach your throne of grace full of thanksgiving as we bring our offerings to you. We pray that you will bless them in your service. Bless the ministry and the CDI board with wisdom and strength to put these offerings to good use in your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.